This is a closed cycle refrigerator where the sample is mounted on the copper block shown. The copper block contains a thermometer and heater to control the temperature. The sample is mounted to the copper block with four screws that are provided. You want to get all four screws started with the sample mounted on the block. And tight enough so the sample won't come off. For all the bottom loading systems, closed cycle refrigerators, and control temperature doers, the distance from the copper block to beam center line is 1¾ inches. There's a wrench provided to tighten the bolts so that your sample makes good physical contact with the copper block. When you're doing your final tightening, you should hold on to the copper block to prevent you putting too much torque on the system. It's actually quite easy to damage the post of the copper block, especially with the high temperature closed cycle refrigerator systems. Now we can install the heat shields. The first one goes around the sample. If your sample's in a helium atmosphere, this one's actually not really necessary. If you have, for example, a single crystal and relying on physical contact to change the temperature sample, then this one's really important. You can tighten it, but not too tight, otherwise it might get stuck. The next shield is what we call the nitrogen shield, coming from the CT Dewar cryostats that have liquid nitrogen. This one, again, you don't want to put on too tightly, just a little bit snug. And then the vacuum shroud. There are six screws to hold the vacuum shroud on. You want to put these on and get them hand tight. And then tighten them up with the wrench provided. Now we're ready to attach the turbo vacuum pump to the system. Use your O-ring, attach the pump, and then use a clamp to hold it in place. Open the vacuum valve to the system. And then turn on the pump. Turn on the main power, the reset button, let it warm up. And then the blue button turns on the pump. As the pressure comes down, the turbo pump kicks in, and it's at full pumping capacity when all four lights are lit. Now you're ready to start cooling. At the end of your experiment, you want to warm your sample to room temperature. If the cryogenic system is still cold, you can remove the pump by first closing the isolation valve. Then turn off the pump, and the system will automatically vent to atmospheric pressure. This is done slowly to prevent the turbine and the turbopump from becoming damaged. Once all four lights go off, then you can disconnect the hose from the cryogenic system. It will typically take several hours for the cryogenic system to come up to room temperature, and then you can remove your sample. If you have problems with getting the heat shields off, then please contact a cryogenic technician. Don't try to force them off. This will damage the cryostat.